Southwest Texas presents Hillbilly Time, which, as you possibly know, means 15 minutes of peppy music, songs, and whatnot with President Pat O'Daniel and his original Hillbilly Boys.
Big white cup of biscuits, hillbilly craft, your Mexican brand. So while we sing and play and try to make folks happy, we hope you stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy, and pour it all out. The blue hillbilly flower, oh, Daniel Amy's hillbilly band.
Yes, sir, it's these hillbilly boys back again, folks, to play another 15-minute program for you and tell you some more about that good old hillbilly flower. And to start the program off, we're going to have Leon, the Texas songbird, and Horace, the little love bird, walk up here together and sing Little Mother of the Hills.
There's a path that leads back to the home I love so well, in the mountains of sunny Tennessee. Mother's gone from that hill, but the place that I love still calls me back to the hills of Tennessee. Mother's gone from that home in the mountains to her place in the land of the blessed. How I'd like to go today, all her love I would repay. She's my sweet little mother of the hills. There's a rose that still grows by the path up to that home, and it smiles like the love I used to know. Her love blooms forevermore on that happy distant shore, where she's gone from her home among the hills. Mother's gone from that home in the mountains to her place in the land of the blessed. How I'd like to go today, all her love I would repay. She's my sweet little mother of the hills. When that rose by the path smiles no more, I'd let me go to that sweet little mother of the hills. With a smile on her face, she will meet me in that place where she's gone from her home among the hills. Mother's gone from that home in the mountains to her place in the land of the blessed. How I'd like to go today, all her love I would repay. She's my sweet little mother of the hills. You're a lady.
Boy, that was mighty fine. And you know, many mothers have lunch baskets to fill every morning. They must plan ahead in order to have the proper nourishing food for that school day lunch. Bread made from pure, wholesome hillbilly flour stays fresh longer, and what is better than tasty, delicious sandwiches made with good, fresh hillbilly bread? Cookies must be baked and kept on hand, ready to go into that lunchbox. Baked with wholesome, all-purpose hillbilly flour, cookies will remain fresh and tasty until the last crumb is eaten. Thousands of girls and boys throughout the great Southwest look forward to topping off their noonday lunch with two or three good old hillbilly cookies. And, of course, there are many different kinds of cakes, pastries, and goodies to be made with hillbilly flour, which not only satisfy that appetite of those hungry, energetic girls and boys, but supply nourishment essential to their proper growth.
Please pass the biscuits, Pappy.
Thank you very much, Leon. Well, you know, the first song was sung by Leon and Horace together, but Leon's going to come up here and tell you how he's going to sing his song on the program. He's going to sing Alone.
Alone. Alone with the sky. sky of romance above. Alone, alone on a night that was meant for love. There must be someone waiting who feels the way I do. Whoever you are you alone? Alone on this night that we two could share. Alone, alone with your kiss that could make me care. And when you come, I promise to be your very own. Alone, alone with a heart meant for you.
Leon Huff, the Texas Songbird, singing Alone all by himself. And that was a number that used to be popular way, a few years ago, and Leon, when he sings, he makes them popular again, don't you, Leon?
Yeah.
Well, how about Horace coming up here and singing on the program now? Horace has had a lot of requests to sing on the program. My goodness, somebody called Horace a name. But Horace retaliates and says, I hate to be called a hobo. Now I'm not conceited, my head isn't swell. I've been educated and I'm here to tell. I love conversation, I've traveled and learned. So when I'm called a hobo, believe me, I burn. I hate to be called a hobo. When I hear that, I could explode. So don't ever call me a hobo. I'm really a knight of the road. Now smoking for me always did have a feel. I like a cheroot after each party meal. For the butt that I'm smoking, I walk miles today. I thought that he never would throw it away. I hate to be called a hobo, 'cause I like my pile the most. So don't ever call me a hobo. I'm really a knight of the road. I've never gone bathing in milk or cologne. I've made it a practice to leave them alone. But famous spring bathing I say is real fine. I bathed in the spring of 1899. I hate to be called a hobo. Not a penny have I ever owed. So don't ever call me a hobo. I'm really a knight of the road. I've walked till I'm weary from Frisco to Maine, and turned right around and walked back there again. My toes are so thin just from walking the rails. I can stand on a dime and tell you heads or tails. I hate to be called a hobo. I wasn't from the Badger's Road. So don't ever call me a hobo. I'm really a miner.
much, Lanny Ross?
Oh, no, that was Horace, the little lovebird singing. You know, we've been getting a lot of letters complimenting Horace on his voice, the way he puts those songs out on his program. Say, Horace is mighty good. And now, well, my goodness, I'm going to have this little poem here, composed by my father, Governor W. Leo Daniel. I'm going to have Mickey Wickey read it, and, well, you know, it's quite a coincidence that, well, the boys all went on a fishing trip one time, and Mickey Wickey was right along with us, so he's going to read this little poem about going fishing.
When your troubles are many and your worries are great, and your income is nothing and your installments are late, just grab your fishing tackle and some worms in a can and hide to the river and forget you're a man. Be a boy for a day, barefooted and all. Watch the fish bite and hear the frogs call. The fish, they are biting like most of us did when stocks were so high they blew off the lid. But the fish are more cunning. They don't get hooked quite so fast. But the fewer you catch, the longer they last. It's the fishing that helps you. It's not what you hook. There's less joy in possession than there is just to look. So enjoy what you're doing. Be content with your lot, and you'll always be happy, whether wealthy or not.
Thank you very much, Mickey Wickey. That was mighty fine. I thought Mickey Wickey read that mighty good. And now we're going on down the program, and it's going to be a good old instrumental tune. The boys are going to give you the cue.
Boys, and I see our time's all up. We had one more number on the program, but our time slips away. Brought to you here again, Mr. Pat O'Daniel, and all the Hillbilly Boys saying so long.
I like my music, good old my music, played by the real Hillbilly Band. I like playing fishing, big white sucker fishing, Hillbilly fast, don't make some grand. So we sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy. We're going to be a little
bit. Enjoyed this program. We would like to hear from you. Just write Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys in care of the W. Lee O'Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas.